Podcast. I'm your host, Uncle Phil, and I got a really special guest with me tonight. The guy who really runs my fantasy hockey league that I joined many, many years ago, and only won, I think, once. But, you know, it's still a lot of fun being in it. Louis Ambriano. Louis, how are you?
Phil, I am doing well this evening. Thank you very much for having me on.
So, I love hockey. It's one of my favorite sports. Probably the favorite sport. I've been watching since I'm really small. I played hockey, but not very good because I can't skate. But New York Islanders is my favorite team. And I don't compare to you positively as far as hockey knowledge. Now, I'm going to be, you know, I'm pumping you up here. Hopefully, you got all this stuff down pat, you know?
Well, hopefully, I can do the job. Let's get it rolling here, bud.
All right. So, I love the Olympics. I'm a big Olympic person.
Can't wait. Been telling my kids, Phil, it's going to be the best hockey you're ever going to see.
I mean, it's going to be phenomenal hockey.
Ridiculous.
I don't know if you're kind of younger than me, but the 1980 Olympics really meant something to me. That was a man against, there was a kids against a men, right? It was insane that they were able to beat the Russians, especially, but then the rest of the world also. Czechs were good. The Finns were good. They were all good. The Swedes, right? And they were able to pull it out 20 years after they won the gold medal in 1960 also. And another fun thing was Herb Brooks was the coach, and he was the last cut in 1960. So he got his Olympic gold medal in 1980. Now, but the
American, just watch the movie with the kids, Phil. Just refreshed it. We just watched Miracle during the blizzard, actually.
Right? That was great. Yep.
Just watched it. Yep.
I just watched the other night. My wife went out, my son went out, so I was by myself, me and the dog, and I ended up watching about the 1980 Olympics. There's a documentary, and you know, I was getting teary-eyed again watching it. It's phenomenal.
Yeah. Yep.
But the thing was, the Olympics used to be non-professionals against the world. Now the world, they would be considered non-professionals because they were paid as soldiers, right? So that's how they got away with it. Now for a while we were very equal because the NHL decided to allow their players in. I think the last time they did that was in 2014 in Sochi was the last time.
Yep, 12 years ago. Yep, Sochi. Yep.
Right. Now Canada, which is really, really big in hockey. They're phenomenal, the Canadians. They won the last two gold medals with the Olympic, with the NHL players. But Finland won last year. Now, I'm getting all this here just to try and get a bunch of stuff out there. But this year, they're coming back, the NHL players, and it's going to be great.
It's going to be ridiculously good.
All right.
Don't forget, they had that little preview last year, the Four Nations Tournament. Canada won that, 3-2 overtime. Mm-hmm. That cost Mr. Fox a roster spot. They don't say that, but that's the truth.
Oh, okay. So, yeah, I watched that, but I don't remember exactly. I know they beat the Americans, right?
3-2 in overtime. Mm-hmm. Turns out that guy, McDavid, is pretty good. You probably should just leave him open in the slot. You know,
yeah. Connor McDavid.
That McDavid guy is pretty good. But moving on.
All right. Now, what they do is they break it down into three groups, A, B, and C. And the C group is where the Americans are. They were Germany, Latvia, and Denmark. B group is Finland, Sweden, Slovakia, and Italy. And the A group is Canada, Czechs, Switzerland, and France. It sounds to me the Americans have an easiest way to the playoffs.
No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, Phil, this tournament, this is a three-team tournament, right? The elephant, the big dog, obviously, is Canada, right? Canada's got all the superstars. They got all the big names. But the thing with Canada is their defense isn't as good. It's not great. I mean, they got Makar, but it's not great. And the goaltending is kind of suspect. But if they play this tournament, right? Yeah, Binnington is probably the starter, right? I see Binnington, Kemper, and Thompson. Binnington was the guy last year. So if they played this tournament 10 times, right, Canada would probably win 6 of them. Right. I think the next team, the USA, would probably win maybe three of them, and then Sweden would win one. Right. It's really, if any but those three teams wins this, you'll be surprised.
So you don't think that Finland has a shot?
Finland's number four, a clear number four, but no. Look at the roster. Maybe a silver. I can't see them winning gold. Not
Okay.
against, no way.
Okay.
It's a three horse team. It's a three horse race. 6 out of 10 Canada, 3 out of 10 US, 1 out of 10 Sweden. Anybody else wins, it's a huge surprise.
Okay. I kind of agree. I think the Americans have a very good team.
Three out of ten. Three out of ten. They're strong on D. The USA has better defense than Canada and better goaltending than Canada. But Canada's offense is just so overwhelming that it may not matter, or it might. It's hard to say. It's a one game elimination, and in one game, anything can happen.
Well,
So.
I don't think that's the way it is. They play each other once or a round robin. The
No, but
lead.
when you get to the, talking about the medal rounds,
Oh, the
the
medal rounds.
US is
Yes,
gonna,
yes, yes.
yeah, the US is gonna advance against Latvia, whoever's in their bracket. I mean, we're
Yes.
talking about when the shit hits the fan, like they get into the medal rounds,
Oh,
right?
right. Yeah, then it's one game
Well,
elimination.
you want to go by bracket? So obviously, Canada, Sweden, US are all gonna advance. Those are the top three.
And then what they do is the next best person team out of the three brackets goes to they get a bye, right? So at that point, I mean, you're like you said, it could be Finland, it could be Sweden. Well, Sweden's going to win, right? Basically, I
You're
think
saying
it's going to be
there's Phil,
Finland.
there's three buys.
There's four.
There's four buys. So
Yeah,
what's
so
the
it's
format?
three plus the second best record out of everybody in the brackets.
Get a buy in the okay.
Right?
And
So
then they're
I'm thinking
and they're
Finland.
they are the number four team. There's no doubt about it.
All right. Now, the rest of the teams, they play the first round of the playoffs and then they bring in the top four teams in the quarterfinals.
Oh, I got you. Okay, I understand. Okay,
Right?
sorry, didn't know the format. Yep.
Yeah, that's the
Okay.
format they have.
All right. So, how do you want to do this? How do you want to talk? I mean, the other teams. I mean, some of the other teams have some NHL players on them. I mean, Slovakia's got players. Czech Republic's got players. Finland, obviously, you said Finland's a clear number four in this tournament for me. So yeah, I mean, any of those guys could surprise and potentially get a bronze. Sure. You know, anybody who's got NHL players like that. Again, one game, when you get to the medal round, one game elimination, anything can happen in one game. You know, who the hell knows? Crazier things have happened.
Yeah.
So.
I'm looking at the Americans roster, right? I mean, it's a good team, right? And what the Americans
Yeah.
play, right? Obviously, they play the NHL style physical game, right? But they're kind of old. There's some guys here that are kind of old, and that's one of the concerns I do have. They have young guys too, but they have, and now Jack Hughes getting hurt. Hopefully, he's okay. I'm not really
Oh,
sure.
Hughes didn't do shit last year in that Four Nations tournament. He
Yeah.
did nothing. So
He's kind of come down a little bit from his rookie year, right?
yeah, the Devils are a funny team. When he's in the lineup, they look good. When he's not, they really can't overcompensate for that. So I've seen some Devil games, and that's just an observation. Like they're just a different team with that one player,
You
and
got the Tkachuk
he's
brothers, right?
yeah.
They've got to, yeah, I mean, I've seen them forever, right? So they've got to be up there in age. I know I see Brock Nelson, who's also in his 30s, right? So
Dude, Brock Nelson's got 27 goals this year. Are you
you know
kidding me?
what? It still was a good deal for us.
Oh, there's no doubt. Those deals the Islanders had to make. Yes, of
Yeah.
course.
And like you said, the defense and the goaltending. The goaltending is phenomenal. Who do you think's gonna start?
I think it's gonna be Hellebuck based upon he's got Vezina trophies. You know, you look at the United States and the team that Bill Guerin constructed here. You're building for a game against Canada in the final. That's what this roster represents. That's the game you're playing, right? Which team is going to beat Canada in the gold medal game? That's the team you're trying to put together. And so you look at the defense. They got guys that are big, guys that can play the body. They need to try to overpower Canada. Canada's got all those finesse players. Like Canada could put out a first line of MacKinnon, McDavid and Crosby. I mean, it's stupid the talent they have in that team. So you need to have solid defensemen, solid goaltending, and you need to have guys that can check which is why I think they brought the guys like the JT Millers and the Nelsons and people like that, is they need guys that are able to, they're putting a hockey team together. They need guys that can check Connor McDavid. You know what I mean? So that's the game that this team is built to play, that particular team.
Yeah, so it looks to me like the other teams, they might have a player or two, they're not as deep, right? That's the thing.
Right. So the U.S., I mean, U.S. is going to medal, right? It's just a question of silver or if they lose that. You know, they could potentially, if it doesn't, things don't go right, they could want to play in Canada a game earlier. You know, they don't have to play Canada in the gold medal round. You know, if it turns out that one of the team kind of falters, it could be like a 1-4, you know, a 1-4 matchup instead of a 1-2 matchup. You know what I mean? They could meet a round earlier, so, and lose that game and be for a bronze medal game. That's a potential thing. So then have like a Canada Sweden final. That's a possibility. So, but they, you know, they should medal. They should, if they don't come home at least a bronze. I mean, or a silver. They should medal. They should medal. So.
True. I don't see a lot of Islanders in here, by the way.
Well, the Islanders' best players all play for Canada or Russia. I mean, the other thing you need to consider is Russia is not allowed to play. It's too bad because they would have a nice team too. Kind of to be right in with these guys, but they're not allowed to play from last time, so it's unfortunate. But because you would have saw Sorokin. Russia has unbelievable goaltending. They have Sorokin, Vasilevsky, and Shesterkin. So, you know, who thought out of those three? Who knows? But Russia has unbelievable goaltending, and Russia will be right there, but they're not in there. So,
well, the good news is, since the Islanders, I think they only have Bo Horvat right now, right?
Horvat is going, and maybe I mean, if somebody got injured before, maybe they would take Schaefer at that point. But right now, it's just Horvat. Yeah.
And the thing is, that's actually good for the Islanders. let's not kid ourselves. People do get hurt in the Olympics.
And Horvat is playing the checking forward line of Canada, so Horvat is going to be going against the Tkachuk brothers, you know, against the Jack Hughes, people like that. He's going to be going against Austin Matthews, you know. So,
yeah, kind of disappointed that Schaefer didn't make it. I do get it. He's a rookie. He's young.
I think Canada should have brought him just for the experience. Like you know, he's going to be a core guy in your team for a long time. And if it was me, I'd bring him and you'd play him against, you know, when Canada plays like a Latvia or a Germany or a game, you know, you're going to win, you know, you throw Schaefer in. But come the gold medal game against the United States, and that's like maybe you wouldn't play him in that game. I don't know. It's hard to say. He's so good.
I know.
But I understand the reasoning why. Like, it's, again, Canada is also building towards the gold medal game against the U.S., right? So would I play Schaefer in that gold medal game against the U.S.? Do I trust an 18-year-old kid in that game, in that pressure environment? It's hard to say that you would. So if that's your rationale, then that's why you shouldn't bring him as your eighth defenseman. You know, they bring eight, we only dress six, so they scratch 2D. I'm saying bring him as an eighth guy, and then you play him against the lower teams, but I see it, you know. What if you have three injuries, all of a sudden then Schaefer's in no matter what, then you have an 18-year-old kid playing in that game, right? So
yeah, he's been playing way above an 18-year-old kid. I mean, he's...
I know, but it's, you know, it's
a different game.
I get it. He's going to have his chances also... you know, that kind of thing. Guys have been there, you know, guys paying their dues and like, dude, this dude's 18. He'll get his chance, you know.
Yeah.
He'll be around, you know, for like fucking five
NHL days. Rules and the Olympic rules?
The Olympic ice is supposed to be bigger. Well, the bigger thing is the ice is bigger. But yeah. If I recall, the thing in Italy, it's not quite – it's not Olympic size. It's a little bigger than NHL size. It's weird. It's not to the correct – they built an Olympic ice rink not to the correct Olympic parameters, whatever you call it, dynamic. It's supposed to be Olympic. I'm sorry. NHL ice is 200 by 85. Olympic is supposed to be 200 by 100, and this is like somewhere in between that. It's not quite Olympic. It's a weird dynamic with the building. It's not done construction wise. There's like holes. It's a shit show. It's a scramble. Did you know it's a scramble to finish the building there?
Wow.
Did you know that or no?
No, I did not know that.
It's everyone's like shit in their pants. Like the thing starts fucking like next week or something, and like it's not done yet.
Oh, that's crazy.
And you have like the best players in the world going there. People with like $100 million contracts. It's crazy.
So did I don't know if you noticed, but are they only playing hockey there, or are they doing the other speed skating stuff?
In that particular, I'm not sure the answer to that.
It's got
to
be hockey, because they'll be doing a lot of the speed skating stuff throughout the whole Olympics. So I can't imagine them.
I don't know the answer, Phil. Is it all done on one ice? Or I'm not sure the answer to that
crazy,
question.
Because you can't even do one arena. How are you going to get a second one?
You might need a dedicated rink, because there's a lot of teams playing. But yes. I don't know. I mean, you can. I don't know. I play beer league, and they a lot of teams was ice, so I guess they could probably figure it out. People play at 12 midnight, you know, that kind of thing. So
yeah, that's true. Going back, I'm looking through this stuff now, and
the team to beat is obviously Canada. And put it to you this way, Canada is so good that if you take away these 23 players, whatever they got here, 25 players, throw them out of the equation, go back to Canada's pool of players, build another team, they might medal.
Right.
That's how good Canada is.
No, Canada's insane.
It's insane. Their D is okay compared to the U.S., so.
Okay. I'm looking here now. I'm sorry. I'm just trying to go through my notes. I dropped them, by the way. So just so you know. All right. Starts February 11th, and it goes until the end of the month, February 22nd. I'm going to be in Disney for the finals, and hopefully if the U.S. is in there, I can get to eat dinner during that time, you know? One more thing I want to bring back, 1980. If you remember, the thing about that was, again, we were kids. We all are kids. And the Americans, they lost. I like the way Herb Brooks did it back then. He played a 60-game season before the Olympics to get these guys to play together. And we lost to them 10-3 going into the Olympics. And I think the Russians basically... They had overconfidence the way they played against us, and they really didn't have any competition in the preceding games, and we just didn't let it go. We scored 1 second left in the first period to tie the score. We scored again on a fluke goal. It was just amazing that we just kept in it until we got the lead, and then we played defense, and they started pressing in it. Anybody gets a chance, you got to watch that game from the 1980 Olympics. It is great. I just bought it, by the way. It's going to be delivered. I'm going to watch the game again.
You know, you're right. And you think about that Russian team from 1980, and they had never been, the United States team like challenged them. They had never been in that position where, oh shit, we're down. We're in a hostile environment. The guy pulled our goalie, right? He pulled the goalie for like, he pulled Treyak, and like, oh my God, oh shit. And you know, the early goalie pull, like the players are on the bench shitting their pants. Oh my God, we're going back to Russia. We're going to get shot. Like, and you know, and they were pressing, and the U.S. got some bounces, got some posts, and you know, shit, anything could happen. So the same thing could happen this year. You said you argued before, what about Finland? Do you never do it in a single game? Finland gets hot and shit. Anyone could win it.
Yeah, and Jim Craig played over his head. That, you know, back yes. Then, so,
yep.
All right. Let me just bring you back now to the NHL season right now. I know you're an Islander fan, just like I am. I am pleasantly surprised at the position we're in, especially with the injuries that we've gotten. I'm curious to see what this GM does at the trade deadline, because we just made two trades, which I think they're fine. I mean, they're very good trades. I mean, what was his name? Palat, was it? We got?
Well, yeah, they got Palat from the New Jersey, yep.
And they got a guy from the Rangers, right?
They got a guy from the Rangers, yep. Yeah,
it's just depth pieces. But if they're close enough, I mean, for a while there, they were challenging for first place in the Metropolitan Division. But if they get where they're right, where we should be going into the playoffs, do you think he should trade one of those number one draft picks that we have?
If you can get a player that is a core piece, like let's say you call St. Louis Blues and they can get Robert Thomas, or they can get Jordan Kyrou, and it cost them a number one pick. And those two guys are signed for a number of years, and they're still in their primes. Then that's a trade you have to make. Yeah, of course, someone like that. Yeah. If you're talking about like Panarin, that's what the guys on my hockey team was talking about. You know, they just part of that is just razzing the Ranger fans, you know, on the team, which is all well and good. But for real, hockey wise, Panarin fits them perfectly. Would the New York Rangers trade him to the Islanders is a different question. And is he worth the number one pick? To me, only if he agrees to sign an extension. And then what are we paying? What are we paying Panarin? We giving him 4 years, 10 per? Is that too much? I don't know.
I don't know, because then you have to fit it within the salary cap. Right.
Well, the cap is going up considerably, and the Islanders have space. They have Lee and Pageau coming off, and I think they should definitely bring Lee back. Pageau probably too, but a much lower cap hit. So they're opening up a decent amount of cap space as it is. So they're fine. They're fine with the cap. So.
Okay. Because I was reading a story where they said they were a little worried about this year's cap because of. They're good right now, but if they bring in another player, it could cause an issue, for the rest of the year.
Well, the issue is, if you believe it or not, your New York Islanders, Phil, have like the actual, in terms of like actual NHL payroll, I think one of the highest in the NHL, because they're like $10 million or so over the cap or something like that. But they have all these guys now since all these dudes got hurt, they have like $10 million on injury reserve. Mm-hmm. But even though they're on injured reserve for the cap, you know, cap space, they still have to pay these players. So their cap payroll is 95. Their actual payroll is like 105 because they're still paying guys on IR. They're still paying Palmieri, Romanov, Engvall, Varlamov. They're still paying all these guys. They just don't count against their cap. Mm-hmm. So your New York Islanders have like the actual payroll of one of the highest in the NHL.
Well, and part of that
can you believe that?
No, it's nuts. But part of that was Lou Lamoriello deciding to sign all these defensemen for like above average payrolls.
All those guys are playing well this year. Magic, Phil. You got to believe that Schaefer Magic. Having that one guy that can play 26 minutes a night, is that insane?
He's going to beat Denny Poffin's record.
It is insane how good this guy is. And like he brings, all of a sudden, Adam Pellick is now in the number two role, which it suits him perfect. Adam Pellick's playing fucking unbelievable. And Pulak is playing okay too. This one dude takes the pressure off of everybody. You know, it's just they just need like one more D back there. They need more scoring. Their D is fine. They need more scoring. I don't love Tony D, but they need more scoring up front. That's what they need.
Well, you know, one of the things that we were missing, we got rid of Nick Leddy, and we lost that guy that brought the puck up the whole ice, right? And now we got him with Schaefer, who's younger.
You know, they could have got Nick Leddy back for free. They didn't want him. Did you know that?
Well, he's old now.
Yeah, I'm just saying. I think the Sharks or somebody put him on waivers recently.
Yeah,
but move on.
He went on waivers, yeah. The other good news is the Rangers aren't that good right now, so that's a lot.
Dude, they're in full tank mode. It's kind of funny. It's kind of amusing to me. That's all. So,
but they actually got more players than the New York Islanders have in the Olympics. That's crazy.
Well, they have some guys with some reputations, and they have the guys on the right team. The Islanders players have the Russian players. The Rangers, well, they have Panarin too. I don't know, Phil. I guess the Rangers have guys that are more well known.
They fit the style that he wants to do.
Yeah, why? You know why? Well, you know they have JT Miller. Those guys are Americans. Like if Matt Barzal was an American, he'd be on the U.S. team. So JT Miller and Trocheck are Americans. And again, that U.S. team is being built for the one specific game against Canada in the final, and they want guys that can check, so they can shut down Connor McDavid and Nathan MacKinnon, and that's what JT Miller and Trocheck are there. They're not there to score goals at all. Mm-hmm. They're there to check those two guys.
All right. Do you think the Islanders could win the Metropolitan Division?
No. This year?
Yeah. I mean, they're not that far off of them.
No.
They're like 5 points out.
No. No.
Okay.
Carolina's got that locked up.
All right. I'm hoping that they can, but I know they're going to make the playoffs, unless there's a complete fall apart.
Phil, I don't know anything. I know they're clear a few points, but there's no shot of wild card because the other division has better teams. We're actually, believe it or not, in one of the worst divisions in the league this year, points wise. But I know that they're it's going to be the in division game. They're looking for the 2-3 matchup. They're not getting the 4. In other words. Okay. So I know they have some space, but you know, one losing streak, and Washington could get hot. I mean, who knows? But so I don't nothing's for granted for me. So I would, if you have the chance to add, and you can get pieces that are core pieces, then I would do it. Yeah, I would make the trade. Yeah, I would. If you can get a core piece that's signed, Hunter Rantel, I would not, because you still need to look long term. Like Schaefer is only 18, but at the same time, Horvat is 30 and Barzal is 28 and Sorokin is 30. So those three guys, like you have 4 star players now, but 3 of them are 28 and 30, you know, that age. So, mm-hmm. you know, it makes sense at the same time. Like, you know what, let's, these guys aren't getting any younger. Like they're good now. And they have the cap space and they have the extra picks. And I love Darce. The guy is for me is batting almost 1,000. I can't think of anything he's done that I haven't liked. I love the Palat deal. People hate it. Those people are stupid. Like they, I'm sorry, but Max Sipikov is not an NHL player. Palat is. I mean, you traded a guy who's not an NHL player so for a guy who is. So people that were upset about that trade, to me, are not correct. So
yeah, I mean, they look like they're going to do something. We got a lot of players like that. They come over, they look like they're going to be really good, and then they do it for like a week or two, and then they're not good the rest of the year. It's insane. There's a couple other guys like that too.
Yeah.
That they still have.
Yeah, it's a hard adjustment. You're going from Russia to the U.S. It's a totally different style of play, and you need to be one of the truly elite players, like a Panarin, to do it. You know, it's not an easy transition. So.
Yeah. All right. Listen, we're doing this about 26, 27 minutes right now. Any last words you want to say on the Olympics?
Nothing. It's going to be great hockey. And as I said, I know we talked about some of the teams and the depth, but the one team that we really didn't talk about that I'm looking at right now is I keep saying if they played it 10 times, it would be Canada 6. We talked about them and McKinnon and McDavid and those guys and U.S. And the other team is Sweden. So Sweden, I think, could win this, Phil. If there's one team that we're not really talking about that has a shot to win this, it's Sweden. And why? If you look at their D and their goaltending, I mean, they're top 4. They're throwing out Victor Hedman, Rasmus Dahlin, Gustav Forsling, and Erik Karlsson as their top 4. I mean, that's – if anyone who's watched the Stanley Cup playoffs last 2 years for Florida Panthers, Gustav Forsling is a good player. And Rasmus Dahlin is ridiculous. The guy's on my fantasy team. He had a hat trick the other night. He's a ridiculous player. And Victor Hedman is Victor Hedman. And Erik Karlsson will dial it back to old times for a really good top 4. And they have unbelievable goaltending for Sweden. Wow. They have Philip Gustafsson, and they have Wallstedt for Minnesota.
Yeah.
The Minnesota guys. That young kid, Wallstedt, is a stud, Phil. He's really good, and he's like the new goalie thing. Like, you know, if there's one team, because Wallstedt is like the new goalie thing, like maybe McDavid hasn't seen Wallstedt that many times, you know what I mean? Like, to really know him, like a lot of times. What's the Boston guy that won the Calder that year? Raycroft, like sometimes a rookie goalie will come up and just be unbelievable, and then shooters will figure him out, or coaches, or cameras, whatever, and he'll have to change his style a little bit, and he can't adjust. It's not as good. Like this, maybe this guy is just like the rookie, like whatever. So Sweden is a dangerous team. So I just want to point that out.
Yeah, I picked him up as a free agent in our league.
But he's ridiculous. He splits time. Well, the thing is, he's not a great fantasy because he splits time.
Yeah.
But Minnesota's Minnesota, the NHL, the best 3 teams in NHL will play in the same division. It's Colorado, Dallas, and Minnesota. Those are the best 3 teams in NHL right now. Yeah. And Minnesota's got everything. They've got Kaprizov, Boldy, Quinn Hughes. They have everything. They're right there with those teams.
Yeah.
So.
No, I'm looking at the team here for Sweden. You're right. Their offense, I don't know about.
Their offense is good enough. Like, they have guys that can score. Like, someone might get hot. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, they're trying to win the game 3-2. They're not trying to win game 6-5. They're trying to win a game 3-2, get 3 lucky goals and hold them to 2 and roll out Dahlin and Forsling and Hedman and Karlsson and just make the saves. And they just have good, big, strong D. And they could win a game, a single game. A couple guys get hot. You know, they have guys that can score. Kempe can score. Phil Forsberg can score. Brack can score. They have William Nylander. Like, they have Lucas Raymond. They have guys who can score. So Zibanejad can score. So Sweden could take this. They have 1 out of 10. Out of 10 Canada, 3 out of 10 U.S., 1 out of 10 Sweden. Anybody else wins, it's a really big upset.
All right. So one last thing I want to ask you. Like, how did I do this year in my league? I know we're 8-8. I'm 8-8 because Bobrovsky's not been what he should be.
My fantasy team is rolling, Phil. Yeah. I got unbelievable goaltending. I got the tandem of Jake Ottinger, Dallas, who, again, is a top three NHL team. And my other goaltender is Mr. Sorokin himself, Mr. Shutout. Dude, I got phenomenal goaltending. I'm all set here. I got a shot at winning this year.
That good. That's why you were able to get him.
But yeah, well, I had a feeling the Islanders would be decent. I had no idea Schaefer would be this good. I mean, nobody could have known. I just had a feeling like, all right, they have a new GM, and maybe he's seeing more eye to eye with. So I feel like Patrick Roy didn't see eye to eye with Lou. I know Lou hired him, but I feel like they butted heads like often. It was an awkward thing there for a while, in my opinion. I think Roy had too big of a contract. They just signed him, and the owner's like, dude, we can't fire this guy. You know, signed him. You know what I mean? I think Roy and Darce, they have the French Canadian thing going on. Like I think they're seeing, at least seems to me like they're seeing eye to eye. And it just felt good going in. I'm like, oh, let me grab Sorokin. It just felt good kind of going in. I don't know. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so what would kill me is Bobrovsky. I got Swayman, Wallstedt, and Stolarz was hurt for most of the year. So I'm limping along. I'm 500, and in my division, that's not good. I'm not making the playoffs.
Yeah, I'm rolling. I got Kaprizov. I'm rolling, dude. I got a shot at this thing. I got Rasmus Dahlin scoring a hat trick the other night. Ridiculous.
Yeah, you are. You're on first base in your division. That's for sure.
I have the head defenseman hat trick tonight. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. All right. Listen, I appreciate you coming on, and I'm going to be calling you in if you don't mind a couple times during the year, especially when the NHL playoffs start. Is that right,
Phil? Man, I know I talk hockey to you all night, but dude, I can talk to all these teams. This is why Czech Republic's got good players. Like, these guys could sneak in and get a bronze, like a Czech, something like that. Sure.
You know what? No, you keep talking. The United States might drop down. They might not make the medal.
No, US is really strong, Phil. They're a really strong team.
All right. Well, like I said, Lou, thank you very much. And
all right, bud.
I'll be talking to you, man.
All right, man. Take it easy, bud.
See you later.
Bye. Bye.